Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I'm standing here because I'm going to talk to the four of them, and you all get to listen in. So I'm going to talk to the four of you, but they get to listen in. I picked today Jeremiah because it has to do with the call of Jeremiah. And so today, you're being called, when you take those promises, to be even more of a disciple than you are. The promises that you make today are strong promises. They are like the promises that Jeremiah said. And you can say, oh yeah, I'm only a child, I'm only a youth, I don't know what to say. And God will say to you, here, I am helping you. I am placing on your lips and on your hearts how to live and what to say. Because you see, today is a really important day in your lives and in the lives of the church. In a little bit, I'm going to read your affirmations of faith that you wrote, what you believe when you're kneeling there. Your family is scattered around you. And those will continue to grow. Those words that you put together are words that will continue to grow within you as you gather and make these promises. Now, what is a call? That's a good question. Because a call, all of us have a call. But some of us have a call that we're set apart for. Set apart as a pastor and a teacher. Ordained by God by the laying on of hands. That's me. That I've been set apart by this ordination. But I'm just like you. I'm just like you because when God said, I'm going to call you, I'm going to make you a pastor, I went, yep, nope, not going to happen. And God kept saying, yes, I am going to call you. And I kept saying, yep, nope, not going to do that. That's not what I want to do with my life. And God continued to push and to shove and to say, yes, yes, this is what your call is. So just like Jeremiah, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do this. Jeremiah's like, yep, nope, I'm not going to do this. And God said, yes, you are. God does the same for you. It might not be a pastor. It might be a teacher. It might be a child care worker. It might be an electrician. It might be a farmer. It might be anything you can think of, a nurse, a pharmacist. But God is calling you to do something with your life. And in that life, God is calling you to follow those promises that you make today. And yeah, you can say like I did, yeah, I'm not going to do this. Yeah, no way, not going to do this. And God just keeps pushing and shoving and saying, yep, I'm going to keep at you till you say and do what I want you to do. That's one of the reasons that it's sometimes really hard to listen to God. But God wants us in this unconditional love that God holds us in to be God's disciples, to follow those promises that we make. They set us apart in who we are, in how we live. So confirmation isn't just about saying, oh yeah, we're up here in these little red things that make us kind of look funny, and I made you dress up. You know, I made you dress up and wear ties and, you know, dress shoes and whatever. But it's about that respect that God gives us as you live your life. The promises you make today are so important that you will continue to live them out in your life. So that's kind of what Jeremiah is about, and that's kind of what all this is when we gather here. So I'm going to invite you, Alex and Gwen and Aiden and Brendan, to come forward. Come stand right here. And I'm going to invite their families to come stand behind them. Right there, that's good. Yeah,